here's a couple of the pastors from Wichita that are ministering, and I just wanted them to share briefly what's going on over there. And if Thomas and Lauren and Andrew or whoever and Cassie, if all y'all kind of get down here, because we're going to transition to you guys real quick after this.
Morning. Oh, okay. Here it is. Many of you have been asked time and over the years to come testify by Sam, and you know what that's like. I remember he told me to be thinking about what I was going to say, and the Lord put this on my heart that I think it was a year or so ago that the Lord told me that, or I just felt in my spirit that Sunday morning Sam was going to ask me to come forward, but when I come forward I was supposed to sing, and I was like, Lord, sing, I don't. So anyway, I would like to say that he actually gave me a song and everything, but I remember walking out the back there before Sam called me up and practicing, but I did not sing. I was disobedient. But the Lord was gracious. But I say that because the Lord is working and moving, and He has moved within the Wichita body, and we are seeing. And that morning, I remember not knowing what to say, but the Lord just testifying that He was going to build the body, and in Wichita. We're seeing believers step out into their giftings. We're seeing just a grace release there and a unity in the Spirit. And it's the Lord building His church. And so He's building His church, not us. And He does not need us, but He is using us. He's God. And so He has given us a ministry. And so as He continues to build the body, because He does build the body, His Spirit builds the body. As He continues to build the body, He has given us a ministry. And that ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. And it's according to 2 Corinthians 5. And that ministry, we are not to regard one another as to the flesh. We're to regard one another in the Spirit. And what, Brock knows my weaknesses, I know his, but we do not look at one another in those weaknesses. We look at one another according to the Spirit. And that is how He will build us, that spirit of reconciliation. And we've been able to see that as needs other believers have come in that had needs, and we've been able to just love on them. And that's what we're called to do. So
that's really good. Hey, as they're transitioning, I'm not sure, are we releasing the children today? I probably should know that. Okay, so back there, Morgan, pre-kindergarten to first grade is the best way I know to say it. I don't know how to say it any better. So if you want to meet back there, she's going to go teach them about Jesus for half an hour. There they go. Good, go ahead, Brock.
When Tim was Skyping in to us, there was a portion of Scripture that came to mind from Philippians 4, and Paul says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus." And then he says, "The brethren who are with me greet you. By the way, all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household." That's just such a great seditious line that he uses there. I just think that's so great. So we see Tim in that same role. So we shall see the those of Caesar's household yet come to know the Lord. Couple of exhortations. The increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. That's a statement of what is to come progressively with the Lord Jesus, but it's also a statement about Him in our lives individually. As the increase of His government is in my life, I will know more of His peace because I'm busy about the things that He's called me into. There was a drought that's affected this area for the last 3 years, and largely because of the prayers of the saints that drought has ended. We should not drop, because the drought is finished, we should not drop the mandate to be praying along those same lines. The conditions are the same, even though the weather's improved. We dare not back up and let our foot off the gas pedal in relation to the things that we've prayed. The third thing is in the area in Wichita, one of the areas that certainly within the house group that we've been praying a great deal about has been the issue of learning what it means to have the authority of the Lord Jesus. That has to be paired with humility, otherwise we will go off track. But what my lovely wife taught me just recently these days is that by listening and obeying, we will have the authority of the Lord Jesus to do what he's calling us to do if we listen and obey. Amen. We'll have that authority. Blessings.
Excellent. I want these guys to stay up here too if they'll help. Come here, Thomas and Andrew and Cassie. Lauren's working today, but introduce real quick who everybody is. And just, I want to say this real quick, is these guys, I introduce these guys as pastors in Wichita. I'm not kidding when I say they're better pastors than I am. They're amazing what they do. They have churches in their homes or in somebody else's home, and they're just a blessing. And here's kind of a product of some of that and a new thing that's about to happen. So talk to us, buddy.
So my name is Thomas Joyce. I've been part of El Dorado here, went to high school, then started working over at Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard, over there on the west side of Wichita, and started running with Brock and Chad over in their house group. And the Lord, he has really, you know, prepared a way, gone before us, for my wife and I to start our own house church group. And so we're going to kick that up tomorrow night at 7. So yeah, tomorrow is going to be the first. So that's up. So I started there. Oh, there's the house, yeah. Wow. We've got some folks who are foolish enough, whatever, to partner with us. Andrew Wagner, he and I went to high school, or kindergarten even, together, I think, is how far we go back. Cassie and I, we don't go quite as far back. She's a coworker who started over the summer.
See what she does.
She works with the primates.
She's an ape woman. She deals at Tanganyika. Tanganyika. It's awesome. I mean that in the best way possible.
Of course. We're going out and, like Brock was saying, we're listening and obeying. And it's going to be exciting. One of the things I feel like we're going to get to, one of the things I want to work toward, is get everyone involved, everyone active. You know, as Sam was saying, we're all missionaries, you know, whether... Yeah, we have somewhere to be, stuff to be about, stuff to be doing, because of the grace that God has given us, and it's different flavors and it's different expressions, and so it's going to be part of our job to draw that out of people who come and draw that out of each other. So it's going to be exciting.
Awesome. Yes, we'll say thank you. You good? Okay. Let's pray. Let's pray for them. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for multiplication, for fruitfulness, for a young generation that has the grace of God in their hearts and a passion for the man and his mission, for the man Christ Jesus and his mission on earth. And thank you for Northwest Wichita being blessed by the sending of this group and Lauren and Clint and his friend. I just pray, Father, you would bless these six as they go out and fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them for your glory. In the North Amadon area, Lord, we pray for an outbreak of the kingdom of God. Give them endurance and grace and wisdom. And Lord, harvest, we pray for harvest in that area, divine appointments with neighbors, and Lord, that the kingdom would expand as your church plants in those areas. Thank you that your church is filling Wichita, filling the earth, and Lord, we just pray for blessing on them as they go, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings. Great. Thank you, guys. Jen.